With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. More and more people are discovering they are subject to the governor's vaccine mandate, including now 4-H volunteers. Governor Inslee's office says 4-H volunteers must be fully vaccinated by October 18th. Senate Republican leaders like Senator Mark Schessler worry what this policy will do to the program.
4-H program is something incredibly valuable for our youth in all 39 counties, and to punish them for volunteering sometimes maybe once or twice a year is just too much government.
Schessler says 4-H relies heavily on community volunteers, and this could mean a sharp decrease in participation.
4-H leaders have to be screened, background checked, and trained. They're hard to recruit and retain. They're good-hearted people. They use common sense. They're leaders in our communities. What are we going to do? Have the county agent show up at the 4-H club meeting and check the vaccination status?
Senator Judy Warnick says the governor needs to be more flexible.
I hope he listens. I hope that we can find a way around it, especially for volunteers, because, like I said, many of them are already next door to neighbor or, you know, relative of some kind. And some people just can't get a vaccine. So I hope he listens.
In an effort to find some middle ground, the Senate ag leaders say Washington should follow Oregon and California and provide alternatives to vaccine mandates. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.